Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 17. In yesterday's episode, we talked about creating an Alexa skill. Today, we'll be talking about starting a cafe with a different kind of business model. So what does different mean here? So regular business models for cafes are offering products and service and then making money from selling those products and adding a service fee to that. The drawbacks here are obvious. You need to keep selling more and more products to make more revenue. And there are a lot of people doing this already. So what's your differentiator? So let's think about different business models then. Let's start with something easy. So you could introduce subscriptions. You can offer coffee, coffee and cake, drinks and food subscriptions. And customers can pay a monthly fee and get as much coffee, for instance, as they want. Additional benefits here could be for the customers and for you as well to help reduce waste. So since you have subscribers, you can give them reusable cups if they want to take out the coffee. And you obviously have the benefit of a recurring revenue, which is great. You could add a social element to the whole model if you feel like it. Then you could, for instance, donate a certain percentage of the subscription fee or donate a certain percentage of the subscription fee if only one did not use the whole month. Maybe that's a bit trickier for you to do, but that could be interesting. And I think it's always good to give back when you can. A rather different model has been introduced by a cafe named Sifferblatt, which started, I think, in Moscow, but is now running this model in the United Kingdom. And there you don't pay anything for the coffee or the service. You just pay your time spent in the cafe. So you will be charged a couple of cents per minute and you can drink and eat as much as you want. This model is working here in Berlin as well. There is a cafe doing that as well. And I find that quite cool because then it's more like a co-working space. You go there, you spend your time there, you know you have to pay for the time, but within that time frame you can drink and eat as much as you want. And I think as a person who's running the cafe, people can only drink and eat so much. So it shouldn't be too difficult to make this profitable. So I think this is a great new model, especially for cafes, because I have friends that actually prefer working in cafes and not in co-working spaces because they like the busy area around them and the whole kind of feeling of a cafe. And for the people running the cafe, this is way better to charge this way for those kind of people than having to push to sell more and more products. And look at it from an ecological point of view, it's not too good to just shift products if people don't actually really need them. So why would you want to sell them another cafe if they actually are not really going to drink it? And now let's look at a couple of other ideas. So you could have people pay by filling out surveys or testing products. So perhaps not personal information here, but there's a time where a lot of us would like to know something. So maybe you can offer a online platform that allows people to set up surveys and pay for them. And so they actually pay your customers coffees and products. Or how about a cafe where you pay by telling a story? So then you could, for instance, put that story on your social media sites or collect them online or in another kind of form. And I think that could give your cafe a very special atmosphere because I really enjoy listening to great stories. And I'm sure everyone has to tell at least one great one. So why not let everyone tell their story and reward that in your cafe? So these were really brief, Maybe there's something there for you, or maybe you have even more ideas and I would like to hear them. You can send them to me. Just look at the description of this episode. So let's end today's episode with a quote by Friedrich Nietzsche. One must still have chaos in oneself to be able to give birth to a dancing star. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you'll tune in again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.